The last great event within the boundaries of Anatolia that we can talk about with Alexander the Great was certainly one of the most important battles of Alexander's life, the Battle of Issus. By now, Alexander is on the south coast of Anatolia, essentially in the region today that is adjacent to the border with Syria. And Issus was a small town wedged between the sea and a mountain range, the Amanus Mountains, a very, very narrow plain of land. Here, the Persian army had staked itself out, this time being led by the great Persian king, Darius III. Now, at Granicus, the Persian king was not present. That's the battle I just mentioned near Troy, because as I said, the Persians hadn't seen Alexander as such a great threat. But by now, Alexander had been traveling through Anatolia for a year and clearly was of a great threat to the Persians. So at Issus, the great Persian king himself was present, leading the army. Now, the Persian army outnumbered Alexander's 2-1. And the Persian army had staked out this position and stretched itself between the Amanus Mountains and the sea, facing northward. Alexander and his troops, moving south, met the great Persian army. And, as usual, Alexander prevailed. Even though Alexander's army was greatly outnumbered, it actually had the advantage of greater maneuverability in that narrow space, and so Alexander prevailed. Now, as a strange kind of accident of archaeology, we actually have a visual depiction of this great battle. Now, we know from literature that there was a painting of this battle created back in Macedonia around 330 BC. The battle itself took place about 333 BC. That original painting no longer survives, but there seems to have been a copy made of it in mosaic form. And this copy exists in the House of the Faun at Pompeii in Italy. The mosaic dates to about 100 BC and, of course, was destroyed in 79 AD when Mount Vesuvius erupted, burying Pompeii in ash. But it's very clear that this mosaic is based on this earlier painting that depicts the Battle of Issus. And although there are some holes in the mosaic, it's mostly intact. And what it depicts is a violent scene of warfare with Macedonian soldiers surging from left to right and Persian soldiers from right to left. There are fallen horses and soldiers and weapons bristling on all sides. In the center is one lone tree that perhaps represents the field of battle at Issus. And on the right, we see Alexander the Great on his favorite horse, Bucephalus, bareheaded, his eyes enormous, and he's staring across the battlefield. On the other side is Darius III, the great Persian king, dressed in fine Persian costume, Persian jewelry. Now, the Persian king was in a chariot, and this we hear about from the written descriptions of the battle, that the king rode in a chariot and fought from a chariot. But the moment we see in this mosaic is the moment of Darius's defeat, and his charioteer, being a loyal subject, is whipping his horses and spinning the chariot around so that Darius III can be taken to safety. But what's interesting about this image is the character of Darius, who in fact does not want to be taken to safety. He's reaching out towards Alexander. Their eyes are meeting across the battlefield, and Darius is aching to engage in battle with the Macedonian king. But, as the mosaic shows, and as happened historically, the battle is lost and Darius is taken to safety.